Next, we'll meet a leader of a group that was involved in the capture of an Israeli soldier. The Israeli was taken prisoner a dozen days ago, and since then, Israel has repeatedly moved its forces into the Palestinian-controlled Gaza Strip. The 19-year-old soldier at the center of the drama is being held by militants from three organizations. They're demanding the release of Palestinian prisoners. One of those groups is called the Popular Resistance Committees. A senior leader of that group agreed to meet with three reporters, including NPR's Linda Gradstein.
Abu Radwan sits on a plastic chair under a fig tree in the garden of a small house in southern Gaza. Although only 41, his hair is mostly white, his neatly trimmed beard still mostly black. He glances nervously at the darkening sky as he hears an Israeli plane pass overhead. He's already survived one Israeli assassination attempt. Abu Radwan says 19-year-old Gilad Shalit is still alive and Islamic principles require that he be kept alive. But he warns if Shalit tries to escape, he will be killed. Abu Radwan would not reveal whether Shalit is still being held in Gaza, as Israel intelligence believes. He says that information will only be released once hundreds of Palestinian women and children are freed from Israeli jails. He says the militants who seized Shalit turned him over to a separate group of militants. And those now holding the soldier, he says, don't even have cell phones with them, fearing Israel could track them down through cell phone calls.
The kidnappers, the one who supervised the heroic operation, the one who is managing the crisis, none of them know where is the soldier hidden. Because the communication is from the old-fashioned way. It is by papers moving from one to another to another to another.
Israel has carried out a series of airstrikes on Gaza, hitting Palestinian government ministries, schools, and Gaza's main power grid, knocking out electricity to most of the strip. Israel has also moved tanks and troops into several areas in Gaza and is threatening to assassinate militants and even officials in the Hamas-led government. But none of that, says Abu Radwan, will convince the militants to give up the soldier.
We took a decision that whatever the Israelis are going to do, we will not release the soldier. Abu Mazen, Haniya, all the government, they would invade, reoccupied. There is no possibility to be released.
Israeli officials have insisted Israel will not free Palestinian prisoners under any circumstances. But Abu Radwan is sure it's only a matter of time before Israel gives in. He says the militants already have a list of 1,000 prisoners they want released, and the list includes leaders from all factions. Abu Radwan says the goal of the operation 11 days ago, in which militants dug a tunnel under the border between Israel and Gaza, killed two Israeli soldiers, and seized Gilad Shalit, was to capture at least one Israeli soldier alive. He says the group chose not to attack Israeli civilians.
It was part of our plan to attack the military base and the soldiers only. We could bring many fighters through this tunnel to Tel Aviv, Yaffa, Haifa, Beersheba, and all other areas. But this is not our plan.
In 1984, Abu Radwan says he threw a bomb at a bus in Tel Aviv, killing one Israeli. He spent 14 years in jail and was released 8 years ago. In 2004, an Israeli airstrike targeted the car he was traveling in Gaza, killing the driver, but he escaped. He's on the run from Israel, sleeping in a different place each night. Last month, Israel assassinated the head of the Popular Resistance Committees, Jamal Abu Samahadana, who Abu Radwan says helped plan the capture of Gilad Shalit. He says his own assassination by Israel is only a matter of time. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Gaza City.